And now we are moving to R1, which is the presentation on the community facilities districts. And there's a couple of things that are included in this. This is the presentation on the annual special tax levy for CFDs, and we are being asked to adopt resolution number 4376. As the legislative body of community facilities districts 1 through 6, 8, 9A, 9B, and 10 through 18 collectively. And the resolution establishing the annual special tax levy for fiscal year 2015-16 for community facilities districts 1 through 6, 8, 9A, 9B, and 10 through 18.
May I say something?
Absolutely.
Let me just say that, first of all, this is a, please come forward. This is a presentation only. There is no decision to be made tonight. We've got it on our next board meeting's agenda to have more discussion. But tonight is a presentation only. Thank you.
And if there's speakers, we will have the presentation first, and then there'll be speakers afterwards. And thank you for hanging around.
Not a problem. Good evening, board members, president. New superintendent, welcome aboard, staff. My name is Barbara Hill Carter, and my firm, Special District Financing and Administration, acts as the special tax consultant to the district and also the CFD administrator. Tonight, the presentation will overview CFDs in general and focus mainly on the setting of the annual special tax. I think there's copies of the presentation in the back, and I think all the board members have a copy as well.
Yes, ma'am, we do.
This first slide just overviews what the presentation is going to touch on. It's going to provide the purpose, a summary of what was provided in February of 2015. We'll look at a sample property tax bill. We'll talk about what a rate and method of apportionment is. We'll talk about the facilities impact, the overall impact from the CFDs on the facilities. We'll talk about facilities revenue. Facilities constructed with CFD funding to date, the remaining CFD facilities and funding needs, and finally a projection of the 15-16 revenue and expenditures based on the levy that we'll set. The purpose of the presentation is mainly to provide information. I want to provide information on the impact. I want to provide information on the current and future facilities fundings, and to provide information on the process that we need to go through in order to determine and set the special tax rate of each CFD. I want to mention three things before we move forward. The first is that this is a snapshot in time. Time changes things. Time changes school costs. Time changes students generated. Time changes the taxes that are levied. And we'll go through all those elements as we walk forward, but I just want to remind everybody we're looking at a snapshot. Secondly, I'd like to remind everyone that in February of 2015, the district had a presentation by a firm that we brought in, or you brought in, excuse me, I feel like family calling us we, brought in to look at the funds of the CFDs, the revenues and expenditures. And some of the numbers here tonight use that review in order for us to look at a whole picture of all of the CFDs. But the second part of that review is for staff, the accounting department, to go and look at every single revenue and expenditure that's happened over the last 27, 28 years. That review is not completed, so this presentation will be on an overall basis of all the CFDs and not individually as of yet. And the last thing was just basically to reiterate that this information, and I have my pen with me, anyone has any information or would like information provided in a different format or more detail, please just let us know. As the superintendent mentioned, we'll be back at the next board meeting to actually act on the resolution, and I'll be back to help provide any of those questions that you may have or clarity. The next couple slides can go pretty quickly. It's just a summary of what a Mello-Roos Community Facilities District is, and these items were reviewed in February, but just as an overview, it's always nice to take one step back before we start leaping forward. We talked about the history. Why did CFDs come into place? Because Californians began to ask for new growth to pay for itself. What does it allow? It allows a school district to fund school facilities through the levy of the special taxes. Formation, and these bullet points are specific to your district. Formation, typically it's a single developer forms the CFD by a vote. That's what happened with all of your CFDs. And notification, a homeowner signs a notice of special tax detailing the maximum special tax at the time of purchase. What I should have added in is that notice also provides the term of the tax, so every property owner knows the length the tax will be levied. And it also provides the purpose of the tax, school facilities. The levy of the special tax appears on the property tax bill of the County of San Diego. It's due December 10th and April 10th, along with other property taxes. And it has the same penalties and interest as your typical property taxes do if you are delinquent in your payments. The term of the tax is 25 to 30 years. All of your CFDs are 25. One CFD is 30 years.
Do you know which one that is, Pam?
17.
Okay.